This is the third period that he has kind of really leaned into it. What do you think changed things there for you?
Yeah, I actually really like the second period too. If you look at the first, I didn't love it. We got in, we had a nice chat about it, and got out and showed the kind of team we are. And I thought, even though the second was still a pretty decently even period, I liked our intensity. I liked our checking better. And then obviously in the third, we took over. You know, when you get that lead to go, which was huge, they're going to start cheating a little bit and opens up the game. And that's kind of what happened. We scored a couple of rushes, so I maybe got out of hand more than it should have or would have, but it did now, and it's kudos to us.
You talked about having a little chat. What's said in there? What were you kind of wanting to address?
No, it's just we all know now it's about to get to crunch time, and we can't lean into games and just sit there and wait. And I just didn't like the first, and we all realized that. I think we have a pretty mature team in here, and everybody understands when we play good and bad, but sometimes it needs to be said. And yeah, whatever was said, I'll keep in house.
That move on your first goal, is that something you had in your back pocket for a while?
No, I don't know. I was surprised I got on a 2-on-1, and then I was up with Kaner, and he got kind of taken away. So I figured I'll try to find a hole, and got it through the D-man, and the goalie was surprised. So, yeah, we'll take it.
And the second goal, the setup by Leon?
Yeah, I was served on a golden platter there, right? I mean, can't ask for more than that. So, obviously, the shot was good as well, but the setup was unbelievable.
Are you jumping up on the play more?
I don't know. I mean, last week I was sick that one game, and it made me actually get 5 days off, which is, with the schedule we've had, is kind of unheard of. So, my legs feel really well, and I feel like I'm reading the plays well right now, and I take my time, or I take my chances jumping up. Hopefully it won't be cost of defense or goals against, but as long as we keep playing a sound game and keeping it forward, there's no reason why not.
Looking ahead, you guys got Toronto on Saturday. Zach's got 48 goals. Go back into Toronto, maybe get 50. Is that something you guys have thought about at all, or is that something maybe you'll think about on the flight there?
Nope, I have not thought about that. It's great to see him score. I love that for him. I think he's an unbelievable guy, and he's been doing so well all year. Whether he gets 50 on Saturday or whenever, I don't really care. I just hope that he gets there because he's deserved it all year.
DC mentioned how it's getting close to crunch time. Did you feel a game like this was good to kind of work out some kinks and know that you have a little bit more to kind of work out with the next 15 games kind of coming?
I guess time will tell, but yeah, I would have liked the first period to be better, absolutely. But I did love the response that we had, and hopefully we, as I said earlier, we have a mature group in here, and usually we know when we play good or bad, and lessons hopefully learned from that first, and that we don't have to go back there. But I'm sure there's going to be games where you have a little bit of a dip, but hopefully not a lack of checking or effort.
Thanks, good.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.